So we're beginning Masechta Tainis. The subject of it is mostly about the Tanesim for rain, which we'll start talking about beginning later on in the Perek. So first we start talking about when we actually daven for rain, and then we talk about the Tanesim that they do if there's no rain. The Rambam explains that there's actually a mitzvah in the Torah. The primary mitzvah in the Torah is to cry out to Laharia in front of Hashem when there's trouble. In other words, people shouldn't say, okay, these things happen, you know, droughts, other things like that, different other kinds of disasters that we're going to talk about in Perek Gimel. Okay, you know, people might say these things happen, but to do that and not to do tshuva and not to call out to Hashem, is the Rambam says is achzorius, because then it causes the Eibishter says in that case that I have to bring it more strongly in order to wake everybody up. So therefore, so the idea that instead we fast and we daven for lack of rain, and as we're going to talk about in Perek Gimel, for other kinds of troubles and disasters as well, and that way that shows the Eibishter that we're paying attention, and therefore he doesn't have to bring the tzaddis anymore because now we're doing shuvah. So that's the subject of most of the Masechta, is about those Taniyos. At the end, we're going to talk about the more familiar Tanesim, particularly Shavuos, but Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. There we're going to have the Dinim of Tisha B'Av and the Dinim of the 9 days, etc. And first, again, you know, as a preface to the whole concept of davening for rain, of davening for rain when it's not falling, first we're going to have davening for rain B'chlal. When do we daven for rain in Shemoneh Esrei? So the Mishnah starts out, Me'emasai maskirin buris gishomim. From what time onward do we mention the power of rain? So the Gemara is going to ask two things. First of all, what makes us think that we have to, in the first place, that it should start out, when do we do it? It should be starting out maskirin buris gishomim, or something to that effect. And also, why dafka buris gishomim? So both of those points we'll take up in the Gemara. So when do we start? In other words, mentioning buris gishomim means saying mashiva ruach ha'moda geshem. So when do we start that? Rabbi Yezer says we start from the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yeshua Omer miyamtav achron shochag, and Rabbi Yeshua says from the last day. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Yezer, what are you telling me that you should do on the first day? Hoil ve'enag shomim ela simen klola b'chag, given that rain is only a simen klola when it happens during Sukkot, because then it prevents you from sitting in the sukkah. So why would you be starting to say Mashiv Ruach Moed HaGeshem on the first day of Sukkot if that's not a good time for rain? Meanwhile, on Shmini Atzeres, Tosfos points out, in Eretz Yisrael B'chlal, they don't sit in the sukkah. Even we, in Chutz La'aretz, we do sit in the sukkah. It's really only because of Sveika D'Yoma. So therefore there's logical reason to say that at that point we can start davening for rain. But why the first day of Sukkot, says Rabbi Yeshua? So Rabbi Yezer says, you're right. Afani lo yamarti lishol. Listen, I'm not saying to ask for rain to say the same Talmud Mater. Ela lahazki mashav ruach ha'moed ha'geshem ba'inasei. I'm just saying that you should be mentioning the praise of Hashem, that Hashem brings rain, and you should be saying that in its proper time. In fact, there are some of the Rishonim who learn that Ra'ah, the Ritva mention that maybe what Rabbi Yeshua, what Rabbi Eliezer actually means is boy nosach, according to him, is part of the nosach. Maybe according to him, the nosach should be mashav ruach ha'moed ha'geshem boy nosach. In other words, we're not asking Hashem for rain now. We're acknowledging and we're thanking Hashem for the fact that rain falls in its proper time. So either that or other Mepharshim say that no, he just means boy nosach is part of his statement. I'm saying that in its proper time, you should be saying mashav ruach ha'moed ha'geshem. Omaloy, and Rabbi Yeshua tells him, in that case, you might as well say it any time during the year. If you're saying that you can, that maskirin doesn't necessarily have to mean, good morning, Yaakov, doesn't necessarily have to mean that you're actually asking for rain, then why you dafka starting from the beginning of Yom Tov? You could be saying it any time during the year. And in fact, in the Gemara on Omud Beis, we're going to have that Rabbi Eliezer says just that. That you know what, you want to say Mashav Ruach Moed HaGeshem during the whole rest of the year, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say you could do that. What he's saying is, beginning from, according to him, the first day of Sukkot, you have to say it. Continues the Mishnah. We ask for rain only when it's close to the time of the rain. In other words, not other times during the year. You have to remember, of course, you know, throughout this whole thing, we're talking about an Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and which have what they call a Mediterranean climate, which is the rain falls in general only during a certain defined season of the year, only from approximately Cheshvan until Nissan. As we're going to learn later on in the parak, rain after Nissan time is a bad thing in that part of the world, the Simen Klala. So it's completely different than the climate that you have, for example, here, where it rains different times throughout the year. So we're saying, in Sholem Nisag Shamim, Ela Samach Lag Shamim, you ask for rain only when it's close to the time of the rain. And the Gemara is going to discuss later on Daf Dalet, is that only according to Rabbi Yeshua? Is that even according to Rabbi Eliezer? And we're going to point out there is a difference, after all, between Haskara, which means saying Mashu Baruch Mer Nageshim, versus She'ela, which is when we actually ask for the rain by saying the same Talamata. Continues the Mishnah of Yehuda Omer, Ha'over Lifnei Teva B'yomta V'achon Shochag, the one who davens by the Amud on the last day of Sukkot, on Shmini Atzeres, this is, of course, going according to Rabbi Yeshua, Ha'achon Mazgir Harishin Eni Mazgir, only the second chazan, the one from Musaf, says Mashav Roch Moda Geshem, the first one does not. The Yom Tov Harishin Shal Pesach, and on the first day Pesach, it's the other way around, Harishin Mazgir Ha'achron Eni Mazgir. The first chazan still says Mashav Roch Moda Geshem, the chazan for Shacharis, but the chazan from Musaf already says Morid Atol, or in Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say anything at all. We're going to talk about that point tomorrow, Bez Hashem, that in Nusach Sfarad and in On Nusach, you say Morid Atol during the summer. In Nusach Ashkenaz, you don't say anything at all. We're going to take up that point tomorrow, Bez Hashem. But Mazgir, again, means to mention Mashav Ruch Morid Geshem. So on Yom Tov, so on the first day Pesach, the first chazan says it, the second chazan, the one from Musaf, does not. The reason why the Rosh, I think, explains, the reason why we use the expression, why we're focusing on Oivro Lifnei Ateva, because only when he starts saying Mashav Ruch Morid Geshem does everybody else follow suit. So that should mean, in principle, that should mean that in Shtila Shemana Esther of Musaf, everybody's still saying Morid Atol, or Mashav Ruch Morid Geshem, respectively. They shouldn't switch over yet, because the Chazan hasn't switched over. L'maisa, what we do in order to avoid that issue is we have the announcement is made beforehand. We have before Shemana Esrei, they announce Morid Atol, or they announce Mashav Ruch Morid Geshem, and that way everybody can say it in Shtila Shemana Esrei of Musaf as well. Because the point is, in other words, you have to wait until you've heard it from the Chazan or from somebody who announces it before you start saying it yourself. It does mention in Sefer Amenhagim an interesting heroi in that connection from the Rebbeim. Suppose a person is holding before Shachris. He's in shul. He hears the announcement, Mashav Ruch Morid Geshem, let's say. He's not going to daven in a different minyan. He's going to end up davening Musaf on his own pace. Then he should say already Mashav Ruch Morid Geshem in Shachris, and vice versa when it comes to Morid Atol on Pesach. Because again, he heard the announcement. Mele, if he was going to daven with another minyan, then he goes according to that minyan. But because he's not, then therefore, yeah. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara asks, first of all, Tana Hecha Koi, what is the Tana relying on? The Katoni Me'emasai. He's saying, from when do we say Gvuras Geshamim? Implying we know for a fact already it's a given that you have to say Gvuras Geshamim, but when do we say it? So where is he getting that from? You have the same question at the beginning of Brachas, Me'emasai Koina Shema Ba'arvin, and you have the same question. Where do we know that you have to say Kurishma? So here's the same thing. And the answer is, Tana Hosim Koi, the Tana is referring back to something that we learned in Masech the Brachas. Dikotani Mazkirin Gvuras Geshamim B'Tchias HaMesim. It says there that we mention Gvuras Geshamim in the Bracha of Tchias HaMesim, in Machaya Mesim, and for reasons that the Gemara is going to explain soon. V'sholen B'Birkas HaShanim, when we're asking for rain, when we say the same Talamata, we do it in Birkas HaShanim, in Baruch Aleinu. V'Havdolah B'Chonin HaDoas. And when we say Havdalah, when we say Atachon Antonu, we say it in the Bracha of Chonin Adas. So now that we know from there that Mazkir in Gurus Geshamim, and we know what Bracha of Shemana Esrei we do it in, the Katani. So now our Mishnah is asking, when do we start? Me'emasai Mazkir in Gurus Geshamim. So the Gemara asks, in that case, V'lisni Hosam. In that case, it should say it there in Brachas. My Shna to Shavti Ad Hocha. Why did it leave it all the way until here? We're not even in the same Seder anymore. That was in Seder Zroyim. Now we're in the middle of Seder Moed. Ella, no. Rather, the answer is, there's a different reason why, how we know that we have to say Gvuras Geshamim. Tana Meresh Hashanah Solid. Because we just finished learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Now, both Rashi and Tosfos say over here, we don't necessarily mean that Masechta Tainis comes right after Rosh Hashanah, but it is at least in the same Seder. You have in many printed Gemaras, B'chlal, there's no, it's explained in various places. We know Ein Seder the Mishnah, Rebbe didn't compose the Masechtas, particularly in the order that we have. And there were in different places. There were different minhagim of what order they learned the Masechtas in. Even nowadays, in many printed Gemaras, you have the order is Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah, which makes sense because you go according to the order of the according to the order in which the Yom Tovim come, and only then do you have Tainis. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, we don't mean necessarily that Rosh Hashanah is right before Tainis. We just mean that it's at least in the same Seder. On the other hand, the Rambam actually puts them in the order that we have them, as we just learned them, Rosh Hashanah and now Tainus, based on this Gemara. We do have, not decreasing number of block, but decreasing number of prakim. It's true, most Zorim, they do go in decreasing order of prakim. However, the fact is, when the Rambam gives reasons for the orders in the Masechtas, he doesn't mention that point at all. And similarly, when Rav Shura Goins deals with specifically for Seder Moed, they asked him why the Masechtas are in the order that they are, and he gives reasons for that. Neither of them say anything about the number of Prakim. Because when you think about it, the number of Prakim is not really the essential thing, because sometimes, very often, you have in a Masechta, very often you have Prakim that could just as well have gone in a different Masechta. They're not on the primary topic of that Masechta. They could just as well have gone someplace else. So it may be the other way. Let's say, for example, a good example of that is Masechta Yevamos. Masechta Yevamos is 16 prakim. It is longer than any other Masechta in that Seder. It is true, but you have several prakim over there that talk about, for example, what kind of koyanim can and can't eat truma. You have dinim over there about when a woman's husband has disappeared, when we accept that he's dead, when not. You have a number of other topics over there that don't really have to do with the primary topic of the Masechta. So it might be fakir. Once it was established that Yevamos comes first for reasons that Rashi, for reasons rather that the Rambam describes over there in the Akdama to Pirush HaMishnayos, then already it became that they added more and more prakim to it, like to deal with them as early as possible, because these are fundamental concepts that affect the whole Seder notion. Somewhat similarly to the way I would say, the same way as you sometimes find in many Masechtas, that the sugya on the first Mishnah is much longer than any of the other ones, and it deals with topics that don't even have directly to do so much with the Mishnah, but just because we're beginning a new Masechta, we want to bring up these fundamental points and discuss them early on. So it might be the same thing here. But yeah, so practically speaking, it does come out. They usually are in order of the prakim, but not necessarily is that the initial reason why. Anyway, according to Rashi and Tosfos, certainly not, because, for example, Rosh Hashanah has 4 prakim and Yoma has 8. According to the Rambam, it would work out better as far as that goes. Anyway, so Tana Rosh Hashanah Solik. So the Tana has just finished Masechta Rosh Hashanah, or according to Rashi and Tosfos, at least we're in the same Seder as Rosh Hashanah. The Tnan or Wachag Midonin Alamayim. So there we had a Mishnah that said that during Sukkot we're judged regarding water, meaning how much rain is going to fall the coming year. But Aidi the Tano of Wachag Midonin Alamayim. So having mentioned that point that during Sukkot we're judged on water, Tana Me'emesai Maskirin Gurus Kishamim, then we're saying, okay, so when do we have to start mentioning this point that, so in other words, Rashi explains the Tana figured. Once we have that we're being judged about water, therefore we have to mention something about that, l'ratzuye yalamayim, to appease Hashem and to tell Hashem, to praise Hashem for his greatness that he brings rain. So therefore, so that automatically, that it follows therefore that we have to mention rain. And now the only question is when, and the answer is according to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it is in fact during Sukkot, but you have the machlokes which end of Sukkot. Okay. Next, the listening me'emesai maskirin ala gshamim. The next question is, why does the Mishnah use the word gvuris gshamim? It should say me'emesai maskirin ala gshamim. From when do you mention rain? So my gvuris gshamim, why are we calling it gvuris? Amrav yechanim pnei she yodin begvura. Because the rain falls with gvura, with power, which means, in other words, in the simple sense, that it has to fall powerfully in order to penetrate the ground. But it also means, in other words, that it's an expression of Hashem's gvura for the world. Shenema oisik doilus adein chekiv neflois adein misper. You have a pasuk in Iyo And that says that Hashem does great things that can't be fathomed, that ain't cheker, like you can't even delve into and find out how great they are. Veniflois ad ein misper, and wonders without end. Uchtiv, and then you have a pasuk that says hanoisin motor apnei oretz, that Hashem gives rain on the face of the earth. Veshaleach mayim apnei chutzis, and He sends water to all the outlying areas. Later on in the parak, we're going to say that means that Eretz Yisrael is the one that gets the primary rainfall, and everybody else gets kind of the outflow of it. Now, the pasuk that the Gemara that we have in front of us in the Gemara over here, Oisik Derlis Adein Chekim, Nefois Adein Misper, that pasuk, we say it in Ma'ariv, we say it in the Bracha, in the Bracha Emes V'Emunah in Ma'ariv. However, that pasuk is not anywhere near any pasuk that talks about rain. So therefore, if you have Goris Habach changes it, also Marsha explains that it actually what the Gemara meant was a different pasuk, and they changed the wording in the Gemara slightly. Oisik Dovis Ve'en Cheker Niflois Ve'en Misper, which is actually a pasuk also in Sefer Yehov. Oisin Nayim is Hanoisin Motor is back to back with that one. They're two psukim back to back in Perak Hey of Yehov. So therefore, that's what the Gemara meant. In other words, that we see that when it describes Oisik Gdolus Ve'en Chek and Niflois Ve'en Misper, what are his Gdolus and Niflois? What the next pasuk describes Hanoisin Motor Apnei Oretz. So we see, therefore, that it's an expression of Hashem's Gvura. So the Gemara says, "My mashma." Okay, but where do we see from there that there's Gvura involved? The pasuk doesn't say anything about Gvura. So Omer Rav Bashila Asya Cheker Cheker Mibiyasa Shel Olam. Specifically, what we're doing is then we're learning because it says Cheker in, or specifically it says in Cheker in connection with Hashem creating the world. Ksiv hacha oisik dolus adein cheker, or without the word ad oisik dolus bein cheker, or whatever. Uchtiv hasam, you have a different pasuk. Halo yodaita im lo shamata. Don't you know? Haven't you heard? Elikei olam Hashem. Hashem is the God of the world. Borek tzoysa oret. He created the ends of the earth. Lo yiyach v'lo yiga. He's never tired. He's never worn out. Ein cheker l'swinasa. There's no fathoming. There's no understanding his understanding, how much he understood in creating the world. Agoy Sabach also adds the beginning of the next pasuk, Noisen Layoif Koyach, and Hashem gives strength to the ones who are tired. So we see, in other words, that Hashem has strength. Uchtiv, and you have a different pasuk, Mechin Horem B'choychoy, Hashem prepared, Hashem set up the mountain with His power. Nezer B'gvura, He is girded, He's belted, Kaviyachol, with strength. So we see that Gvura is associated with the creation of the world. So therefore, in other words, the Ein Cheker, Oisiv Dolus, the Ein Cheker, and the voice, the Ein Misper, is referring, therefore, to the Ein Cheker of Briyasa Olam. And therefore, so we see that if the Pasuk in Iyov then associates it with rain, then we see that rain is an expression of Hashem's Gvura as well. Okay, Tosfos says, still, why that Gvura, Koyach Geshamim, Gdulus Geshamim? The fact is, Tosfos says, first of all, when you say the word Gvura, it includes all those points. It includes Koyach and it includes Gedullah. Second of all, also says, because the fact is, the Bracha, the theme of the Bracha is Gvuras, after Gibur, Lo'elam Hashem. Therefore, we specifically mention Gvuras Gishamim. Marsha also explains that we're focusing specifically on the word Ein Cheker. Ein Cheker means there's no delving into the depths of it, namely when it comes to Maisa Bereshis. When it comes to Maisa Bereshis, as we're going to learn in Masechta Chagiga in a few months, Be'ez Hashem, you can't ask Malafonim, Malachor, Malamaila, Malamata, what came before Hashem created the world. It's meaningless to talk about that. There was no before. So therefore, Ein Cheker, it's something you can't fathom, you can't delve into beyond a certain point. What was before time, in other words, yeah. Right. So we'll learn about that in Masechta Chagiga, Be'ez Hashem, yeah. So that's why. So not just the word cheker, but specifically the fact that it says ein cheker, that there's no fathoming it. Okay. I mean, by the way, you would think, you know, rain is more an expression of chesed. We're going to talk about later on in the perek. That, on the other hand, the fact is that rain does cause a certain hassle for people. Therefore, there's an expression of gvura in it. But also, there's the idea that if it was pure chesed, then you'd have a cloudburst. You'd have a complete dump of rain all at once. Instead, it's gvura in that broken up into individual droplets, which the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra is Hashem made that because otherwise the whole world would be flooded and all the topsoil would be flooded away by it and all. So therefore, rain, the fact that it comes as individual droplets, and the Gemara mentions there in Bava Basra, each one comes from its own force. That is an expression of Gvura, of Hashem taking the chesed and putting it and giving it to us in measurable amounts that we can handle. So for the Gemara, the fact that there are individual drops, the Gemara mentions in Bava Basra. You have the whole story over there where Eov is complaining about all of Tzoras and everything, and Hashem tells him, do you begin to understand how I run the world? Or no, Eov is saying over there that maybe you confuse me with Oyev, maybe you think I'm an enemy, and Hashem tells him, I don't even confuse the channel that each individual drop of rain needs to have, so what makes you think that I could confuse Eov and Oyev? Yeah. Yeah. So it doesn't specifically mention Gvura over there, but I'm saying there are places where it explains the idea that's in individual drops, right? So it's chesed because it's water, and water is associated with chesed, but that chesed is filtered through Gvura such that you don't have just a whole dump of an entire cloud burst at once. Yet. Okay. Now the next question is, how do we know that Davka, this mentioning of Gvuris Geshomim, should take place during Shemoneh Esrei? V'tanya, so because it says in a Braisa, when the Pasuk says, we say every day in Krishma, what is the avodah that a person accomplishes with his heart? Avodah usually means, service. Usually serving Hashem involves some kind of gashmiistic act. Where do you have avodah b'chol levavchem? So where do you have avodah shebelev? Heve emezu tefillah. This refers to tefillah, where you have to focus your heart and your mind on Hashem. The next passage continues that Hashem says, I will give the rain of your land in its proper time, the early rain and the late rain. So we see that there's an association between between serving Hashem with all your heart, which is davening, and rain. So therefore the tefillah for rain belongs in Shemoneh Esrei specifically. Okay. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rabbi Yochanan says, since we're talking about rain, and it's not just that, actually Rabbi Hananel has a girsa over here, V'Omer Rabbi Yochanan, that it's a continuation of what we said before, that we want to explain why is rain considered such a gvura, and why is it something so important to ask for in Shemoneh Esrei. Gimel Maftechus B'Yodesh Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Nimsur B'Yad Shliach. There are three keys that are in Hashem's hands which are not given over to a shliach. The key of rain, when it's going to rain and when not, and of a woman who gives birth, when she's going to give birth, and the key of tchias amesim. Now Rashi says that it means that all these three were never given over to one shliach at the same time. And the reason why Rashi has to say that is because Tosfos teaches out that we do have gemaras that show that at one time or another, some of these keys were given to shluchim. You have, it says, Eliyahu HaNavi for a while was given the key for rain. Elisha was given the key for tchias amesim. So again, Rashi says that the point is that they were never given all to a shliach at the same time. And in fact, that's what the Gemara says over there. That, for example, when Eliyahu had the key of rain and he asked also for the key of tchias amesim, then Hashem told him, you can't have two of them. You have to give me back one first, and then you can have the key of tchias amesim. But the Tosfos themselves learns that no, what it means is that usually you have most things in the world, you have a shliach in charge of them. And you have, for example, Mephoshim talk about, let's say, for example, you have the Gabriel, Sar Shalesh, is the malach of fire. You have, the Gemara mentions in Pesachim, a malach named Yurkimi, who's in charge of hail, etc. So they all... We did? Oh, yeah. So anyways, these three things, to begin with, Hashem never delegates them to a shliach. Kavyachol, he does them himself. So Mafteach Shel Geshomim, where do we see the key of rain is in Hashem's hand? Dichtiv Yiftach Hashem Lachos Oitzer Atev Hashemayim. Hashem will open up for you His good storehouse, the heavens. Losses Mitar Arzachavito to give the rain for your land in its proper time. So we see, therefore, that the pasuk is describing Hashem Himself will open. So we see, in other words, that He doesn't delegate it to a malach or something. Mafteach Shel Choyam Inayin, where do we see that where do we see that the key of childbirth is in Hashem's hand? Last week's parasha, Hashem remembered Rachel. Vayishma'i le'a l'kim. Hashem listened to her tefillah. Vayiftach es Rachman. He opened up her womb. Now, by the way, Marashah points out, what about earlier by Leah? It also says Vayiftach es Rachma. But there it doesn't explicitly mention Hashem in the same pasuk. So Vayar Hashem Yisnu Leah, Vayiftach es Rachma, it still could be understood as meaning Hashem saw that Leah was less loved. So therefore he delegated to the Malach to open up her womb. Here it says very clearly, Vayiftach es Rachma, that he, meaning that he, Hashem, opened her womb. So therefore it's clearer that it's Hashem himself does it. And after the nevuah with the dry bones over there of Yechezkel that we lay in as the Haftarah of Shabbos Chalamoid Pesach. So Hashem says, V'idatem ki ani Hashem, you will know that I am Hashem, the all-powerful one, v'fischias kivrei seichem, when I open up your grave. Meaning again, that Hashem is saying, I will do that personally, kavyocho, rather than delegating it. One of the explanations of this, by the way, is that what do we mean when we say that Hashem delegates most things to a shliach, meaning that most things have natural causes that we can try to reasonably scientifically understand. Those natural causes themselves are the shluchim of Hashem, because Hashem created them and Hashem runs them. These three things, like there's no natural understanding of them. Nobody really understands why it rains davka in certain places and certain times. I mean, even the weather forecasters can't even get it right half the time, for example. Same thing with childbirth, that when a woman becomes pregnant and when not. I mean, they do a tremendous amount of work on it, but they still don't know 100% why it is that sometimes it works and sometimes not. And Tchias Amesim is completely beyond the nature of things. The nature of things is that things die and decay and then fall apart more and more. Not that you have that from decayed dust and then there's going to regrow a whole body. So all of these things are shaloika derech hateva, and therefore that's what we mean when we say that they're all directly in Hashem's hands. The Gemara says, "B'ma'arava amri," in the West, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, they said that the fourth one, "Achmat keach shapanasa," also the key of parnasa, how much each person gets. We say, and then davening, you open up your hand and you give each creature what it needs. So, but Rabbi Yechanan, my time like a choshev laha. So, why doesn't Rabbi Yechanan list that? Because I'll tell you, shomim hainu parnasa. Rain and parnasa is effectively the same thing. Where how does a person have their parnasa? It depends how much food they grow, how much food they're going to be able to buy and eat. So therefore, and that depends in turn on the rainfall. So it's not really a separate thing.
Especially in those days,
right? But even nowadays, you don't have enough rain. There's going to be a drought. It may not be the effect of it. May not be as severe because of globalization. You can bring food from other places, but still, We said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a yom tov rishon shel chag. We said that Rabbi Eliezer says you start mentioning rain from the first day of Sukkot. So, iboy lahu. So the question is, Rabbi Eliezer mehecha gomer lo. Where is Rabbi Eliezer learning that you should start on the first day of Sukkot? Milulav gomer lo or minisach hamayim gomer lo. Is he learning it from the fact that you start taking the lulav on the first day of Sukkot? And the point is that the connection is, what's one reason why we have these dalad minim is because the dalad minim need water. Well, I mean, all plants need water, but the dalad minim need them more than others. And esrog, we just learned in Masechta Rosh Hashanah a few weeks ago, that it needs kol mayim, it needs irrigation as well. It won't grow well just on rainwater. The other ones as well need large amounts of water. Aravos, for example, grow usually by streams for that reason. So the idea is, what's one reason why we're taking the dalad minim? So we're in effect hinting to Hashem that just like we're taking these minim that require a lot of water, so you should give us a lot of water. Not just hinting, by the way, in some of the Hashinus that we say, particularly in Hashanah Rabbah, we mentioned that point several times. Shalom b'ribua ashle mayim and various other phrases that we say over there. So is the idea that Rabbi Eliezer is saying that just like we take the dalad minim, so also we're asking for, we're mentioning that Hashem brings rain, and therefore, so he's learning from lulav, or is he learning from nisach hamayim, which also we're pouring water on the mizbeach, which also we learned in Rosh Hashanah, was that Hashem says, pour water before me on the mizbeach, so that I should give you plentiful rain. So what's milulav? So the difference would be milulav gamala, which would mean ma lulav bayoyim achas kara bayoyim. So it would mean lulav, we only start taking the first morning of Sukkot. Therefore, haskara, mashav ruach ma'ir degeshem, according to him, would only start during the daytime on Yom Tov, not the night before. Oymin nisach ha'mayim gamala. Or maybe Rabbi Eliezer is going to learn it from Nisuch HaMayim. Man Nisuch HaMayim Me'urta. Now Nisuch HaMayim begins the previous evening. What does that mean? So Rashi says first that it means that the Nisuch HaMayim itself, of course, takes place during the morning by the Tav and Shal Shachar. But when do they fill up the water? The night before. So therefore, therefore we can say that the process of Nisuch HaMayim already begins the night before. Then Rashi brings that there are Gemaras which have the Girsa, and we have the Girsa in front of us as well, that the Nisuch HaMayim itself could take place by night in principle. So when they drew it before Shabbos, for example, we learned in Sukkah that when a day of Sukkot came out on Shabbos, they couldn't carry it from the Shiloyach on Shabbos. They would have to fill it up before Shabbos. As far as Lina, what they did is they put it in a keli that was not a pli shoris. They put it in a gigas shel zahav, in a golden barrel that was not mekudesh. So that way Lina is not a problem, because Lina only becomes a problem when they put it in a pli shoris. Anyway, so according to Rashi's own explanation, the vote is not that Nisuch HaMayim takes place by night, but the process of Nisuch HaMayim begins the night before, because that's when already they're drawing the water. And even on weeknights, even on non-Shabbos days, still the point is they went very early in the morning before Alois HaShachar even, and they're drawing the water, so it's still nighttime.
The Shabbos was carrying it, right?
So they would bring it before Shabbos, yeah. But they would put it in a clean, keli, if not a clean Shabbos, right? So Nisuch HaMayim Me'urta, De'omar Mar, as in fact we learn in a Braisa, that when the Pasuk says, U'minchasa v'niskehem, means afilu balayla, the Menachos and the Nesachim of the Korbanos could be brought even by night. Usually when it came to Nisuch HaMayim, they would do it in the morning. But the fact is that you could, and Tosfos points that out at the end of the Tosfos, that if you wanted, you could do it at night, and you would be Yotze. So therefore, if that's the case, if Rabbi Eliezer is learning from Nisuch HaMayim, then Achaz Kora Me'urta. Then in that case, saying Masha Baruch Moda Geshem for him should begin already the first night of Sukkot. So which is it? Toshma, the Omer of Abahu, Loi Lomda, Rabbi Eliezer, Elam Milulot. You should know, Rabbi Bahu says, Rabbi Eliezer learned it only from Lulav, therefore, even according to him, you're not starting the night before, you're only starting during the daytime of the first day of Sukkot. So now, where did Rabbi Bahu himself get that from? Ikadami Rabbi Bahu Gmora Gomerla. Some say that Rabbi Bahu learned from his Rebbeim that he didn't have an actual source to say, I mean, he had a source, his Rebbeim, but he didn't have like a Brisa or something that says that. He learned the Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, that this is how it is. Others say that he heard a brisa from which he saw that Rabbi Eliezer learned from Lulav. Maihi, what brisa would that be? The Tanya, from when do we start mentioning rain? And here the brisa doesn't use the word gvuras kishamim like we did before, just as alag shamim, which we said before would be the expected lashon to use. Rabbi Eliezer says, from when you take the lulav, meaning only the daytime or the first day circus. Rabbi Yeshua says, from when you put the lulav down. So Tosfos says that means only the night after the seventh day of Sukkot. The seventh day of Sukkot is the last time you take the lulav in Esrog. So therefore, I mean, that night already, the night of Shmini Atzeres, you'd be starting to ask for rain. On the other hand, different other Rishonim learn that, no, what it means is, it means the morning of the eighth. Because even though it's true, you're not taking the lulav at night, but Rabbi Yeshua means, in other words, that you have on the seventh, you put down the lulav, and the next day is when you're starting to ask. Rashi himself uses a lashon later on in the sugya over here, which different mafoshim talk about different possibilities. Does Rashi agree with Tosfos, or does Rashi agree with the other rishonim? As far as does Rabbi Yeshua mean the night after the seventh, or does he mean the morning of the eighth? With that said, by the way, even if we say that Rabbi Yeshua means the night of Shemini Atzeres, nevertheless, everybody agrees that in practice we only do the daytime. So Tosfos brings over here from Yerushalmi that mentions why. If you do it by night, the problem is not everybody is in shul. So not everybody is going to hear that we're starting Mashiv Ruach Merod Geshem. And if you do it in Shacharis, then the problem is people are going to think, you know why we're doing it in Shacharis? They must have already started the night before. We weren't there, Ma'ariv, so we didn't hear it. But now they're doing it in Shacharis. When you do it during Musaf, it's clear that during Shacharis, because then the following year they're going to start the night before. So we want that everybody should be starting at a uniform time. We don't want that some people are going to be starting one time and some people another time. So like this, when we start by Musaf, it's very clear you didn't do it by Shacharis. Everybody is there for Shacharis, and now you're doing it for Musaf. So it becomes very clear that now is Dafka when we're starting. The Yerushalmi gives a couple of other reasons, actually, that different Rishonim bring. Another one is because we want to have that each of the Yom Tovim, we should have some point during that Yom Tov, we're still mentioning Tau. So we don't want to have right away at the beginning of Shemini Atzeres that we're already starting Geshem. We want to have that even that Yom Tov, part of it, we're still saying Tau, because Tau is a bracha. Tau, I mean, that's what we're going to talk about in the Gemara tomorrow. Yeah. Because we don't want that people should be starting at different times. It's not right. The whole point is that we're all saying to Hashem, we're all thanking Hashem for bringing rain, so we don't want that different people are going to start at different times. Right. Yeah. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, sort of continues the Gemara, quoting the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Hurl va'abas minin halolu enin boin elu l'ratzis alamayim. Listen, the whole point of the Dalad Minim is to appease Hashem, that he should bring rain. And we know the idea being that just like these four minim cannot live without water, the same way the world can't exist without water, without rain, and therefore it's logical to start at the same time when we're starting to take the law of an Esther. So then Rabbi Yeshua says to him, like he said in the Mishnah, it's a simen klala for it to rain during Sukkot. We don't want that. And Rabbi Eliezer says, like he said in the Mishnah, you're right, I'm not talking about asking for rain, I'm talking about mentioning rain. And so Rabbi Eliezer says, so the same way as Tchias HaMeisim, we're mentioning it all year round, but there's only one particular time when it's going to happen, when Mashiach comes. The same way he says you could say Mashiv Ruach Merod Geshem the whole year, even though it only applies certain times of year. So therefore, therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, if you want to say Mashiv Ruach Merod Geshem the whole year, you could do that. Because you're not asking Hashem for rain at all. You're saying in its proper time Hashem brings rain the same way as in its proper time Hashem brings Tchias HaMeisim.
Then you start to say the whole year?
What? No, the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Rebbe Omer, but continues the Braisa. Rebbe says, Omer ani, I say no. Mishoshim mafzik l'sheila, kach mafzik l'hazgara. The same time that you stop asking for rain in the same talamotar is the same time as you stop mentioning it in as Mashiv Ruach Merod Geshem, which is what we do. We stop both of them when it comes Pesach. The difference is, of course, that we don't have Baruch Aleinu in Yom Tov davening, so we only, so practically speaking, we only start saying it the first night of Chol HaMoed. But in principle, they both end at the same time when Pesach comes. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omer B'Sheni B'Chag U'Mazkir. Then we have more opinions. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says that you only start saying Mashiv Ruach Merod Geshem on the second day of Sukkot, for reasons that the Gemara is going to explain in a minute. Rabbi Akiva, Omer B'Shishi B'Chag U'Mazkir. And Rabbi Akiva says on the sixth day of Sukkot. Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Then Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Yeshua another point, which we had in the Mishnah, the chazan who davened by the Amud on the last day, on Shmini Atzeres, ha'achren mazgir, harishin eni mazgir, the chazan from Musaf says, Mashiv Ruach Merod Geshem, the first one does not. The Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, and on the first day Pesach, Horishin Mazgir, Ha'achron and Mazgir. The first one still says Mashiv Ruach Merod Geshem. The second one, the Chazan from Musaf, does not. So thus far the Braisa. So we see from that Braisa that Rabbi Eliezer is learning from the Dalad Minim rather than from Nisuch HaMayim. Okay, so the Gemara says Shap Rekamalei Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Yeshua, doesn't Rabbi Yezer have a good point? The same way as you mentioned Tchias Amesim all year round, even though it's only a one-time thing, why shouldn't we say the same thing as far as rain? But the answer is Amalach Rabbi Yeshua, Bishleim at Tchias Amesim Mazgir, Bikula Yoyme Zimnehu. After all, any day could be the day for it. Any day could be the day that Mashiach comes and Tchias Amesim happens. But as far as rain, are you going to tell me that? Are you going to tell me that the any time rain falls is the time for it? Is a good thing? We learn later on in our parak. If Nisan has passed and then rain falls, Simon Kloahim, then they're Simon Kloah. As you have where Shmuel says the Jewish people, he's criticizing them for having asked for a king, and he says to them, I want to show you, it's an Aptorah Parshas Korach. I want to show you how displeased Hashem is with you, even though now is the wheat harvest season, meaning it's during the spring or the summer and rain never falls this time of year, but I'm going to call to Hashem and he's going to bring kolos and matar, and you're going to see how upset Hashem is with you. So we see that Shomim at that time of year is a simon of Hashem's displeasure. So therefore, Rav Yeshua says that it's not a valid comparison with Tchias HaMesim. Anytime Tchias HaMesim comes, it's more than welcome. Anytime rain comes, it's not more than welcome. Okay. Then we said, Rav Yehuda ben Beseiro, Omer B'Sheni B'Chagu Mazdir. Now, Rav Yehuda ben Beseiro, we said, says that you start saying Mashav Ruch Mo'ed Geshem on the second day, Sophis. My time in the Rav Yehuda ben Beseiro. So what is his reason? So his reason is going to be based on that we are learning from Nisach HaMayim. We said Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold that we learn from Nisach HaMayim. He says we learn from taking the Lulav and Esther, which starts on the first day already. But meanwhile, now we're going to have Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira and also Rabbi Akiva are going to be learning from Nisach HaMayim. So now, where do we know Nisach HaMayim itself? So one way of looking at it, we learned in Masechta Sukkah, is that Nisach HaMayim is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which means there's no remez for it in a pasuk. But now the Gemara is going to bring different other opinions that there are remezim for it in a pasuk. So namely, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, name of Asheni ben Iskehem, on the second day, every day of Sukkot, you have the Sukkim of the Korbanos, which we say in Musaf, and we lay in every day. The second day, instead of every day, it says Veniska. On the second day, it says Veniskehem, with an extra mem. Venem of Ashishi Unsacheha. On the sixth day, it's Unsacheha, with an extra yud. And Venem of Ashvi Kemishpotom. And every day, every other day, it says Kamishpot, and on the seventh day, it says Kamishpotom. Hare mem yud mem. So you have those extra letters. Hare kan maim. So that spells out the word maim. Mikan remez the Nisach HaMayim in HaTorah. So there you have a remez from the Torah from Nisach HaMayim. So therefore, Maishna Basheni did not got. So why does he say that you only start Mashav Ruch Mo'ed Geshem on the second day? Because the remez starts on the second day, Sukkos. Hilkach Basheni Madkarinan. Therefore, he says that we start mentioning it on the second day of Sukkos, because that's where the remez begins.
The word
what?
Madkarinan
is like the word zohar. Dochar in Aramaic is like zohar in Lashon Kodesh. It means to mention. Name is Amazkir in Gevurah Keshavim. Right. So the Aramaic for that is Madkarinan. Yeah. In fact, Tosfos mentions earlier that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer would in fact hold that Nisach HaMayim only begins on the second day. That's why Rabbi Eliezer can't be learning from Nisach HaMayim. Otherwise, he'd say, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that you start only from the second day. Necessarily, he has to be learning from Lulav and Esrei. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Omer Bashishi B'Chagu Mazgir. Now, why does Rabbi Akiva say you start on the sixth day? Shenema Bashishi Unsocheha, because he says, never mind the fact that you have the extra mem, yud, and mem. The point is that on the sixth day, the Torah uses the word Unsocheha, which means, and it's Nesachim. Meaning, other days, when it says, for example, when it says V'niskehem, it means the Nesachim of all of the Korbanos. You have 20-odd Korbanos, and each of them has Nesachim. So therefore, the word v'niskehem is appropriate. Their nesachim. But here, unsacheha means an its nesachim, meaning that you have one korban with two nesachim. Now, what is that? So v'shnei nesuchim, akosim adaber. So the pasuk is talking about that you have two nesuchim for one korban. Echad nesach hamayim ve'echad nesach hayayim. So therefore, so that's another way that we know from the pasuk that you have a concept of nesach hamayim. So the Gemara says ve'ema tavayu dechamra. So how do you know? Maybe it means two nisuchim of wine. Where do we see that one of them is water? And the answer is savalak Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira domer mizi maya. Because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that you do have a remez for the word mayim, because you have the letters mem yud mem.
Learning on the
So he's learning out from the combination. Well, the question is, then let him say like him, that you should already say Masha Baruch Moed Geshem on the second day. And the answer is, Ki Kasava Rabbi Akiva. Yeah, but Rabbi Akiva takes the view, Ki Ksiv Nisuch Yisera B'Shishihu Dechdiv. The fact is, when does it mention the extra Nisuch is only on the sixth day, where it says on Tzachel. So therefore, so fine. The Mem Yud Mem teaches us that you should realize the second Nisuch is not another Nisuch of wine, but rather water. But that the concept that the Torah tells you that there should be such a Nisuch is only on the sixth day. So therefore, he says that's when you begin saying Mashiv Baruch Hamoed Geshem is on the sixth day. I don't know if it's the only time, but I mean, you have certain halachos. They have some halachas, for example, that we learn like from an extra vav or something. You know, you have the line that Rashi says in Parshas in Chayesora. You know, that you have Yopasichos and Shal Avdei Avos. That you have Eliezer's story is told over at great length. Tamagufei Torah. We learn only from a remez and a pasuk. Yeah. Marsha, by the way, mentions over here. Taka, why do we have that the extra the first two, the Mem and the Yud, are both in variations of the word Veniska. So instead of Veniska, you have Veniskehem. Instead of Veniska, you have Unsacheha. Why by the seventh day does it instead put it in the word Kamishpa? And he says the reason is because the seventh day, Hashana Rabbah, is particularly the day when the judgment is finished. So therefore, Dafka puts it in the word Kamishpat and changes it to Mishpatam to have that's when the final judgment is sealed on Hashana Rabbah, and therefore it goes in the word Kamishpat.
Now, it's really interesting,
because it still can don't hold of extra drushes, but we're going to see. We're going to see in the Gemara, we're going to continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, and we're going to talk about that. In fact, there is a different opinion. In fact, we're going to say that Rabbi Yeshua, who doesn't agree with all of this, and he says you begin Mashav Ruach Merda Geshem only on Shemini Atzeres, he doesn't hold of all of this. He holds that Nusach HaMayim is completely halacha on Moshe Mitzinai, and there's no remez for it in the Pasuk.
Right. Well, extra.
So he holds the extra Mem Yod Mem is for something else, or it's not, or it's just the style of the Pasuk or whatever. He doesn't hold that the actual halacha is learned from that.
Oh,
yeah, everyone.
No extra, right? No.